In one of the early people book, Eight Things, I love it until it make me cry. One scholar, he has a beautiful student, and he asked him, how long are you joining me, you company me? The man said, or the student said, 33 years. I'm company you 33 years. And he said, this is a long time. What you gain from me? He said, I gain 8 points. The scholar said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You spend with me 33 years and you gain only 8 points? He said, yes. He said, okay, please, give me, let me hear them. He said, number one, I look to the creation of Allah and I find everyone has a company. And I find out this company, it will end up in a grave. I prefer the company of good deed and I make it my company. He said, next. He said, two. I look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, and those who fear Allah and deprive their nafs from what they want and they follow my message, they have Jannah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. I make my nafs tired and I do not give my nafs what it like until my nafs becoming obedience to Allah. He said, give me the third. He said, I find out every human being, every creature of Allah, he have something and he try to save it. And I look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, what you have, it will be finished. And what Allah has for you is much better for you. And I prefer what Allah has for me than what people try to save and guard from material life. He said, give me the fourth. He said, I look in a creation and I find everyone, he's looking to another person according to status, money, look, you name it, material life. And I look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna akramukum inda Allahi atqakum. The most exalted one in the eye of Allah, the one who has taqwa. And I prefer that. And I kept my eye in the taqwa of Allah. And I forget also number two. He said, and every time Allah give me something of material life, I use it for sabilillah. And I send it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, give me the fourth. He said, I find out the majority of people, they show off. And they try to show off to each other. And they generate envy and jealousy. And I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate it. And I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نَحْنُ قَسَّمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَةٌ فِي رِزْقٍ and my qadr. Why I look to other? My heart is calm. And I left envy and jealousy. Number six. I look to the people. And I find out people is not in peace with each other. And they compete with each other in a bad way. And I heard and I saw what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Shaitan is your enemy, make him your enemy. And what happened is, I keep my eyes and any negativity between me and others, to clean it up, to make sure I clean the door of Shaitan. Number 7, I find every human being, he need another human being, and he rely on him. And I look to the Quran, I find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, whoever rely on me, I will take care about his affair. And I prefer that. And tawakkaltu ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I lift the rely on other. My dear brother and sister in Islam, 33 years, and he tell his teacher, I gain 8 points. But when you look to the 8 points, containing everything almost, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us gain the piety, the taqwa, the love of Allah, the spending for sabillah, tawakkul Allah, iman and yaqeen insha'Allah. And I remember, imagine the sound of people going to Jannah and taking with them their own, supposed to be, by the will of Allah, the one who chose, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will let certain people accompany of each other yawm al-qiyamah as they go together. These are the people belong to Allah. Do you think at this time you will think about dunya or what going on? This is what the companion did. He lived the moment going to Jannah, living in Jannah. They live it. They think about it. This is the time you'll be smiling and a smile for infinity, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. Make us among those who thank Allah, rely on Allah, remember Allah, fear Allah, and fear the anger of Allah, and leave envy and jealousy and all this, and clean our heart to prepare it to go with the one who we love for sabilillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are united in the front of the door of Jannah. I want you to imagine this day. I want you to imagine this day, and you're going to a place for infinity. No rent, no tax, no death, no diseases, no nothing. Wallahi, my brother and sister in Islam, we're too far from this moment. And we're so close to it also. We're so close to it if we united our heart for Allah, only for Allah. And we wish to meet under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And clean our heart from envy, jealousy, this and that, and purify our heart only for Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to be for Him. One moment between you, me, and Allah, it can be better than me, for me, than the whole earth and what it contains. Set your niyyah. Set your niyyah. You do not have except your niyyah. If your niyyah is pure, Allah will allow you to fulfill it with action. And if this is the case, Allah will give you tawfiq, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those, inshaAllah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.